Good evening, folks. I'm your radio host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, for America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. And I would like to welcome you to the show. And it's Tuesday night. And I hope you listen in to the show Friday night, January 31st, when our guest will be Christina Finch Hickson, a congressional candidate from the 15th District of Michigan, running for U.S. Congress as a Republican and a conservative who is for America and to make America great again. I want to speak to you tonight about something that's troubling, and I want you to think back when you remember when America was great, and it seems like everything is falling apart if we have these Democrats in our Congress right now. They are a kiss butt, the enemy, which is the Muslims, and they let countries like Iran run over us and North Korea. We need a government back for the people, by the people, and of the people. We need America back the way it was, the way our Constitution was written by our forefathers. We need to make America strong. Ronald Reagan put greatly in the 1990s. In the 1980s. The key to America is make America great. And it's peace through strength. For without a strong military, you can't have a great America. You can't have a America that is going to fall. That way, when Reagan was president, it brought the Soviet Union down. It brought communism down. My friends, we need to clearly be present and ever strong. We need to be a great country for our future generations. And the only way to do that is we need to put Americans back to work and the American know-how. We need dignity, respect, morals. We need to be a patriotic America as it was back in the time when we won our independence from Great Britain. We need to be a strong America when we rose to occasions to defeat Adolf Hitler 75 years ago when we freed the Jewish people from the Nazis at the Holocaust. We need to be strong like it was when we rose to be in America against communism. Now, my friends, let me break a little barrier for you. You may not like President Trump, but the key is, would you rather have it worse in there, a Democrat Communist Party who are nothing but socialists, who do nothing for the United States but tax you to death, who do nothing for the United States but make us weak? We're weak, we fall to our knees. We're weak, we let enemies run over us and take over our country. Nikita Khrushchev once said, United States would be taken over without a shot firing. Well, you got just that in the Congress and the House of Representatives who want to waste $40 million at a time on an impeachment, a bogus impeachment hearing that none of them in Congress are no more guilty of than what President Trump has done. Only about President Trump, he's doing what we, the people, elected him to do, and that's to make America strong, make our country great with jobs, bring American plants back, bringing technology back to the United States instead of sending it overseas or to Mexico. My friends, that's exactly what's happened to our country. We've gone to waste. We have gone downhill so drastically that we are a nation that's divided, confused, split right down the middle, instead of being unified. We are the people who elected President Trump, and yet you get the idiots who elected this Democrat Congress instead of a unified government, a Republican-controlled government. It can get things done with a House controlled by the Democrats. Nothing's going to be passed. As long as we got a Republican-controlled Senate, things will get done. But you can't do things without the other. My friends, you have to have a majority to get everything done. Adam Schiff has wasted you, the taxpayers' dollars. And that's into this impeachment hearing that's going on and trying to con the Senate out of continuing to so they can have hearings with witnesses. The Democrats are doing nothing but setting President Trump up because they've been after him from day one that he is elected. My friends, this is the hocus pocus. In other words, you see it there, and it's not. Debbie Glasgow of the House Judiciary Committee just said a few days ago that the House started this impeachment hearing 9 days before any, 9 days, my friends, before any phone call to the president of the Ukraine. Now, my friends, what's that tell you? The Democrats are set in their ways, and that's because they want power. They want to double tax you. They want to take our jobs away. They want to make us a poor nation. What's going to happen to your country, our country, whenever your Second Amendment rights is taken away, whenever your freedoms of speech is taken away, which is what Democrats want to do? You got a confused presidential candidate in Bernie Sanders running for office right now for president, who is currently tied or in the lead for the Democrat nomination, who is a nothing but a socialist communist, and a socialist is nothing but a form of communism. He's already stated he wants to do away with our Constitution. He's already stated he wants to do away with our government, the way we know it. And that's a government by the people, for the people, elected by the people. Now, my friends, that's a communist. A communist who wants to overthrow democracy. Bernie Sanders has no business being in the Senate, no business even running for president of the United States. What happened when it had to be a Democrat or Republican? We're allowing a communist who's disguising himself as an independent or a Democrat. He can't make up which party he's for. Sounds to me like Bernie Sanders needs to be in a nursing home or a retirement home to live the rest of his days. We need to clean house of these people, including getting all Muslims out of U.S. Congress. Lilan Omar has no business in there. She's been disrespectful, wearing that on her head while in the House of Representatives. We are taught at home or in any public building to take her hat off. What makes her so disrespectful? Could it be because she was brainwashed as a child? Brainwashed by the Somalian people, which is where she came from, a predominantly Muslim nation, that we tried to helping them, and they fought against us trying to help them. A nation that is nothing but of warlords fighting one another, and pirates going and taking over friendly shipping, trying to carry cargo throughout the world, and taking hostage the crewmen and ransing them off. Now, we have never paid any country for money to release anybody. We have never gave in to them. Now we are. We're letting Iran run over and bully us. We're letting North Korea bully us. President Trump is the first and only president to ever have met with the North Korean leader to try to bring about peace. Now, do you want a Democrat who is a warmonger, who is out there to run over us and let us be taken over by those countries? That's exactly where we're headed if we don't speak our voices during this election year. The election starts in February, March, with the first primary in New Hampshire, Iowa, and others to follow suit. We have got to be for the American people and unified as an American. We elect people like President Trump for a reason. And that is, we don't want to be run over, bullied. With a weak military under a Democrat leadership, that is exactly what will happen. They will bring more Muslims in here and our country will be attacked. Meanwhile, they want your children and they want to control them. Is that what you want the Democrat Party to do? When are you going to change and speak your voices? Let's stand up. Let's fire these congressmen. Adam Schiff is in office now. Nancy Pelosi, both from the same state of California. Let's rise up and fire them. Lilian Omar, let's fire her. Perez, who's nothing but made a mockery of the U.S. House of Representatives and our Congress. Let's fire her, get her out of office, and put American-born citizens that were born on this soil into power. Now, my friends, if we don't vote for the Republican Party, which is for Christians, which is for America, which is for prayer, which is for families, and that's man and woman to being married in the family, not Steve to Steve and Mary to Mary. I don't care if you like this radio broadcast. I'm not going to back down. Nor will I change it from what our forefathers wrote the Constitution of the United States to be. Nor will I change God's word. If you want it changed, then you're making a mockery of it. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for this sin. And you're going to answer to it one day too. Are you right with your conscience tonight? Are you absolutely right knowing where you'll go tonight if you died? This night could be your last. Live it as if it's your last. Make it accordingly to God and country that pleases God who founded this country and God with America and us with God. We are a nation in God we trust, not a people we trust. We are a nation under God with one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, for which is with God, for God, by God. Let's restore God and our faith back. Let's stop taking the bricks and turn them out one by one so the wall fall. And if you let the Democrat majority Senate and House of Representatives, that's exactly what's going to happen. If you continue to let them bring President Donald Trump down, it's headed that way. The brick wall is going to fall. Are you going to be responsible for that? Thank you, God bless. This is radio podcast host Cheyenne Montana Lopez for America Everyday Life radio podcast show and America Today. Until Friday night. my next broadcast. So long, and God bless. And I appreciate anybody that's got any questions for my guests on Friday night. Please send them in to me on Facebook Messenger or on Twitter. It'd be appreciated. Thank you. God bless.